Chapter 6. New words. Wave. Verb. Cheer. Verb. A cloud. Noun. Chapter 6. Home. Lots of birds were in the sky now, and they all had minpins on their backs. The minpins saw the smoke above the lake, and they smiled happily. Then the birds flew back to the tree, and there was a big party for Little Billy. The minpins waved at Little Billy, and they cheered.
Well done, Little Billy!
Minpins, Don Minnie said loudly. The monster can't eat us now. We can find food in the forest and our children can play there. The minpins cheered again. Thank you, Little Billy, Don Minnie said. You helped us and you are our friend. I spoke to the swan and she is your own plane now. You can fly through the clouds on her every night. She can take you to many different places, and you can come back here too. Thank you, Little Billy said. The swan can take you home now, said Don Minnie. I forgot about home, and I forgot about my mother, Little Billy said. I must go home now. The swan came and Billy climbed on her back. Goodbye, Minpins, Little Billy said. The Minpins waved and they said, Goodbye, Little Billy. The swan took Little Billy back to his garden. Then Little Billy climbed through the window to his living room. Little Billy, his mother said. What are you doing in there? I'm being good, Little Billy said. The swan came to Little Billy's window every night, and they flew to lots of different places together. They saw many things, and Little Billy loved flying through the clouds. Every week, the swan took Little Billy back to the Minpin Forest. One night, Don Minnie said, You're big now, and the swan can't carry you easily. Can you walk here? Yes, Little Billy said. And can we come to your house too? Don Minnie asked. Yes, Little Billy said, but I'm always in my bedroom at night. Can you climb up there? Yes, we can, Don Minnie said. Do you remember our sticky shoes? We can walk up the walls of your house. And they did. Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers, Billy and the Minpins, illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 1. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Kirsty Law. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Fahana Kalik. Copyright The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.